It's your SNL Standby Line podcast with your hosts, Jill and Amanda.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to another episode of the Standby Line. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jill. And since the premiere is upon us so soon,
it's coming in so hot.
Yeah, it's coming really fast.
Yeah.
We decided to dedicate this episode to some premiere prep to help out our new Standby Line
buddies
that are newcomers to the line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's your first time ever doing it, or if maybe last season you needed a little help and, you know, all of that kind of thing. Anyway, if you don't know what you're doing for the premiere, we are here to help.
And there's going to be a lot of new people, I think. Some people have moved to New York, other new people are doing it, so this is like a newcomer episode.
Yeah, Jill and I were talking. It seems like more and more people are doing Standby Line.
Yeah.
So,
it's because of us. Now they know how to do it.
Just us.
We ruined the Standby Line because now we told everybody how to do it.
Our vets are going to be so upset with us.
Oh, no. We taught everybody how to do it.
Everything we're telling you is wrong.
Yeah, totally. All right. So we just only have two little pieces of news.
First up, it's been all over the Twitter, but Heidi Gardner is going to be on an episode of the TV show Superstore, which I think you can find that number episode online. But essentially, it airs on October 10th, so all of our Heidi fans, check that out.
And the roast of Alec Baldwin will be recorded on September 7th, and it will air on September 15th, and Chris Redd is one of the guests that is set to perform.
Yeah, I saw online it said more guests will be announced soon, but none have been since mid-August. So maybe there won't be any others announced. I don't know.
Who knows?
I was kind of expecting Kate McKinnon to do it as well.
Yeah, she might. She might still do it.
I don't know. She doesn't seem the type who would be mean. I guess we'll see.
Okay, so we had to add in this quick piece. It's going to sound different and the quality is not going to be super great, but Amanda and I had to make a special phone call to each other just to record to talk about the very new and special news.
I am so excited. We have three new cast members who have been announced.
I was not expecting that at all.
No, and I saw someone on Twitter say something about, I wonder if maybe more people are leaving and it hasn't been announced, but I'm really praying that's not the case.
The people was me. I said that.
No, I saw somebody else say that. It wasn't just you.
I'm very worried about that too, but I mean, we're so close to it now and it seems like this is it.
Yeah, I mean, the person who said that suggested, I'm sorry, I can't remember who you were, but I suggested maybe Beck and Kyle, but Beck is a big, like, he's doing a lot lately, so I don't think that he's gonna leave.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember back how, like far or close to the show in advance we found out when people are leaving, and like Leslie's already announced her departure, and you know these new cast members are being announced. I don't know. I mean, I'm hoping that they're not like using these new cast members as a band-aid for like a big blow that's coming.
I hope not too. Okay, well let's just say like our three new cast members are gonna be Chloe Fineman, Shane Gillis, and Bowen Yang! We are so excited about Bowen, who was a writer last season.
And I had no idea he had just joined the cast in September of 2018. I really thought he had been a writer on that show for years.
You know, I think that I subconsciously knew that because of the extra gay sketches and pieces that we were getting that Cecily was a part of. Actually, I think some of them were cut for time, like the astrology one with
yeah, that was Bowen.
Yeah, it's just I've noticed a lot of like pop culture and like gay adjacent things going on, so I wonder if maybe I subconsciously knew he was new and that was the fresh blood. I don't know, but I'm so excited that he's going to be a full-time cast member after he did that little stint last season.
I know, and I'm so excited. We got to be in the studio for his debut.
Oh my god!
I know, for the Sandra Oh episode, he played
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, and we got to be in the studio to see that, and now we're going to get to see his very first episode.
I remember that. I remember us, like, kind of, like, looking at each other and being like, is that Bowen?
Because Amanda,
like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Amanda and I were always like fans of Bowen because, you know, we love Cecily and Bowen is very involved with her. So we kind of very quickly became fans of Bowen. And right away we noticed, we were like, that's him. And I remember one time we were watching him. He was watching a sketch that he had wrote, and he was watching Cecily perform it.
Oh,
and he was,
yes!
And he was cracking up, and we were just watching him the whole time because it was so
fun. Which sketch was that? Oh my God, it was the Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, I do remember that.
And he also wrote GPS, which she starred in, and he wrote that hilarious Chex thing that Kate was in and 80 and...
Oh, he's so good. I cannot wait for him.
I know. That's why I was so shocked that he had only been a writer for a year. I was like, I thought he had been on forever. How iconic is that, like, a writer 1 year and the very next year a cast member?
That's amazing. That's incredible. And I just listened to his podcast, Las Culturistas, for the first time last night. And he was talking about, like, career goals and things like that. I mean, I gotta say, I think this is probably a career goal.
Yeah, and he's gonna be big shoes to fill as a writer.
Yeah, he is. So I'm interested to see what happens with writing and all of that. Also, I mean, I've looked at Chloe's Instagram.
She's very popular, more than we thought at first, initially.
I mean, I've never really heard of her, but...
I've never heard of her, but what it seems like to me is a lot of, like, comedy New York people and students and, like, younger people know who she is.
Well, that's great. I mean, bring some, like, young blood into the cast or whatever, and some young audience members. But her videos are good.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah, she's good at impressions.
Yeah, I guess she's known as a celebrity impressionist, which I'm interested to see what... I hope that her and Melissa can do some things together, because Melissa's also a celebrity impressionist, so...
Oh my gosh, that would be so much fun.
I know. I want to have, like, iconic duos like Cecily and Bowen and Melissa and Chloe.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's all.
Yep, that's it.
So those are our two new cast members.
I wish. I mean, honestly, like, Sean Gillis got added, and I don't want to say, like, anything bad about our podcast in case who's ever listening, but...
His name is Shane, first of all.
Well, sorry, I didn't even know his name. but I think it's, we're not going to get into it, but it's very telling that a lot of not so great news has come out the same day he was announced
already
on SNL.
Yeah.
So we're going to see how that goes.
I mean, here's the thing, is I remember Melissa coming under fire for some kind of similar stuff. I mean, not as bad by any means.
And, you know, Melissa is a woman, and she's a minority, so it is a little different.
Yeah, it doesn't make it okay, but it is a little different. And in this time and age, I don't know that we need a straight white man making nasty remarks.
Yeah, so we're gonna see how it goes with Shane.
We'll just watch that play out.
Yeah, we're gonna be at the dress rehearsal for the premiere, so we'll let you guys know. I mean... With three new cast members, I'm not sure they're all going to make it to air the first night. There might be some stuff at dress we see, so we'll let you guys know. But we are very, very, very excited for our boy Bowen.
Yes, congratulations to Bowen.
I know, and if you guys don't know some of his stuff, I suggest go watching GPS, watch Chex, the Beauty and the Beast sketch. What else? He's done so many things. If you go on Cecily Strong's Instagram page, she has a... She's got a little, like, fun video diary she did with him. And
when he made his debut.
Yeah, and what was his debut sketch? Do you remember? It was that, I know what he did in the sketch and who he was playing, but I don't remember the sketch itself.
No, I don't remember. I thought I had it, but I don't remember. We'll have to look it up. It was in the Sandra Oh episode, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. Okay, so we'll look it up. Watch that episode, so... And I'm excited to see what Chloe brings to the table. So I think we have a good addition. It's going to be good. I saw another cool thing somebody mentioned on Twitter, and I'm sorry, I can't remember who your name is. But they had said that this is actually in 45 years, the biggest cast that SNL has had at 18 people. They said there was one other time. I don't remember it. 2007, 2017. It was another time they said that, there was 18 listed cast members, but they were only by, some of them were only listed by episode. So this is, so this is technically in 45 years, the largest cast they've had. So I'm
supposing
we keep everybody, which is, I'm very interested to see how it goes with 18 people trying to, you know, get sketches in every week and being airtime right. and stuff. So it's going to be a lot.
Yeah. And you mentioned, I mean, maybe they're trying to, just get some newbies prepped because maybe this is the last year for some of our heavy hitters. I don't know.
I do. I kind of think maybe they are bringing in so many new people to pump up things, and maybe they're prepping because we're going to have a big loss next year. I don't know. It's too early to tell, and we'll know more towards the end of the season, but I'm excited for the start and for these new people and see what they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we just wanted to make sure we put this in real quick in the beginning of our episode, since it is breaking news. I'm really excited to see how it goes.
Me too, and congrats to all of you.
Yes, especially congrats to our newbies.
Okay, so back to our regularly scheduled program.
All right, so we'll just move right into our premiere prep.
Yes.
These are kind of just like basic tips for the premiere. So the premiere is kind of smack dab in that time of the year in New England, New York, when you don't know if it's going to be 50 degrees or 80 degrees. So, you know, it's the last weekend in September. It's not super warm anymore, starting to get a little colder. But if you're in the sun, I mean, New York is warmer than most places. And if you're in the sun sitting in standby line, it does get hot. So this is kind of an up in the air, but it's probably going to be a little warmer. So dress appropriately. I mean, there were times in October when I've done standby line when I was sleeping at night in just a t-shirt in my sleeping bag.
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, up until mid-November, typically, like, the first weekend in November, even, is moderately temperate. So, for the end of September, it's definitely going to be, I think, a pretty temperate time of the year.
Yeah, and the sun does go down behind the buildings fairly early, so, I mean, take that into account, but it's probably going to be warmer. You don't need to bring, you know, all this winter gear that you do, but a couple tips, you know, if you burn easily, you are going to be sitting in the sun, so bring sunscreen if you need that, or bring an umbrella that you can put up, or a chair if you have a chair with an umbrella for shade. Take breaks to cool down. You know, you can leave the line for a couple whatever minutes at a time. Go into Starbucks, go into NBC, cool down, bring extra waters with you. Just stuff to keep you cool, because you will be sitting outside and there's not really shade. Even if you're under a tree, you kind of get hot sometimes still. And I mean, remember that it doesn't mean that it's going to be, or like warm days don't mean that it's going to be warm nights. So it could still get chilly at night. Like I said, I've been in October and sleeping in a t-shirt and I've been okay. So you just kind of got to prepare. I would just bring a sweatshirt with you and I think you'll be okay with that.
Yeah, like if you have a sleeping bag.
If you have a sleeping bag, yeah, but I don't even think you'll need the sweatshirt. We'll just have to see, but I'm going to say prepare for it to be a little warmer.
Yeah, my prep, like, suggestions would be definitely your sleeping bag, like we normally do. Maybe like a tarp in case it rains. And yeah, like a sweatshirt, and you should be good.
Yeah, if you don't have a sleeping bag, you know, a sweatshirt, a blanket, like a good blanket. You should be good. Yeah.
Another thing is that everybody is going to be super hype and think they need to get there super early because it's the premiere weekend, but that is not true. It's not true. First of all, we have it on good authority that the premiere, the finale, and the Christmas show, they let in the most people from standby line. So this means that you do not need to get there early in order to up your chances to get in. You can come at a normal time even though it's the premiere.
Yeah, so you don't need to be showing up on Wednesday, Thursday, all that nonsense.
Right.
Friday afternoon, even Friday evening is good. You should be fine. I mean, you don't need to, like, think it's going to be some enormous, huge thing because it's the premiere. That's not true.
Well, I mean, Woody Harrelson, I mean, he's cool. Everybody likes Woody, but he's probably not going to draw a humongous standby line crowd.
No, a lot of his fans are going to be older, and they're not going to be coming out for standby. And then, you know, Billie is younger and she does have a fan base, but
She's only 17. She's only
17, so I don't know how young her fans are.
But you have to be 16 in order to get into the show, and you have to bring ID, so don't forget that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I wouldn't go crazy. If you can't get there before Friday afternoon or evening, don't freak out. You will be okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
You'll be okay, so don't worry about that. Remember to bring, like, your basics, and you can go ahead and refer to our first episode, not our teaser, but our very first episode. It's called, like, you know, tips and tricks or whatever, and we tell you in depth, in detail, how to do the standby line, or Amanda has created a beautiful page on our website, and it has a full, in-depth, detailed, frequent asked question, basically starter beginner page on how to do the standby line. Everything you will ever want to know is on there, so refer to that.
Our website is snlstandbyline.com.
So go ahead and check that. If this is your first time doing standby, I would go check that. And, you know, basics like, you know, chair, something comfy. So go ahead and refer to that.
Definitely. Some other basics that you might need to know if you've never been to standby before is, like, where to go to the bathroom, which is downstairs at the Rockefeller Concourse. They're open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily, so you can go down there till 11. Deli's 48 across the street is open until midnight. The bathrooms are open till midnight if you buy something. And then after that, you're pretty much stuck with McDonald's, which is going to be 6th and, 6th and 47th. They're open 24 hours. It's a last resort. I don't like to go to McDonald's. I usually try to get my bathroom breaks in by 11 mm-hmm. and then kind of chill until 6. Some other things you might need to remember is, like, the guards. The guard situation is a little tricky. First of all, remember that the guards that you're going to see outside are Rockefeller security. They do not work for NBC. If you see cutting or something like that, they're not going to care.
They're going to tell you to go tell somebody from NBC. There's nothing they can do.
Right. There is nothing they can do. They're literally there to make sure the line is safe and there are no fights breaking out. And basically to nitpick you, because we get a lot of,
they have nothing better to do.
They have nothing better to do. They spend their shift watching us. So they're not going to like it if you have something draped over the barricade. Sometimes we get away with a sign on the barricade. Sometimes we don't. It alternates from shift to shift.
Sometimes you can drape stuff on the barricades and they don't care, but it depends on
who is on shift.
They seem to have lately not been wanting you to tie or tape anything, so just remember that.
That seems the norm, so just be prepared to not tie or tape anything to the barricades whatsoever. You may have some guards who tell you to sit up, that you can't lay back in your seat.
You kind of just have to say, okay, and wait till they go away.
Yeah, basically. And always be prepared, too. If there's a lot of space in the line, they are pretty
stingy.
Yeah, they're stingy with line space. And if there's a lot of space between people in the line, they probably will have you consolidate at some point.
So they might make you pick all your stuff up and move.
Yeah.
So make sure your stuff is, like, accessible and easy to move. Like, don't set up a whole, like, house, like, dorm room situation.
Right, and then, like, another way to try and, like, counteract that is to make sure that you are, like, close enough to the people in front of you, but not too close.
You don't need to be on top of them.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, prepare. They might move you depending on where they are, so.
Yeah, there's always that.
And we will be there for the premiere.
Yes,
but
we will.
And also most all other shows, depending on things go. So you can message us on Twitter or whatever, or come find us, and we'll try to help you if you run into any issues, but.
Yeah, on Twitter, we're at StandbyLine, and we're pretty responsive to our direct messages and our mentions.
And when we're in the line, we like to make updates of it, so.
Yeah, so you'll be able to find us on Instagram, too. Just anywhere you see us on our socials, you can message us. Also, please come up and say hi to us if you see us in the line. Another thing we have written here in my handy-dandy outline, generally, just a reminder, they do typically let more people in for the premiere, which is awesome and also means that you do not, I'm just saying again, you do not have to get there super early.
You'll be wasting your time.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, definitely, I cannot imagine you would need to be there any earlier than Friday.
So, yeah, I mean, like we said, what we predict, this is not a fact.
Right.
But we predict, you know, Woody probably won't draw a huge crowd.
Yeah.
But I can't say. I just don't think he will. I don't know about Billy, so.
I don't even know what Woody is promoting.
Me neither.
I mean, he's not like a young.
Does Billy have a new album coming out?
I think Billy's just like really hitting it big right now. But Woody, I don't know what Woody is promoting, but I can't imagine Woody is going to draw a huge crowd. Billy is young. I don't know how like old her fan base is, but if she's only 17.
Yeah, we aren't sure.
We're not sure, but yeah, it is just a prediction. These are not facts, but based on our experience.
Yeah, we're not showing up way early because we've learned that you don't need to do that.
Yeah, we have.
We've done that too many times and we've ended up sitting there forever.
Yeah, for no reason.
For no reason.
I mean, one time we arrived super early and we ended up being the only ones there for
yeah, over 24 hours. Or it was like almost 24 hours or yeah, something.
By ourselves. So, don't, like, feel like you need to get there super early. And also, speaking of Billy and Woody, don't expect to see them in the standby line. I know a lot of people think that they're going to come down to the line. I have never been there when a celeb has come down.
I mean, the only people that I know of in the past, like, 3 or 4 years coming out have been
Bill Hader,
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Did he come down or did he just,
no, like, he came down and passed out pizza.
I started doing the standby line in season 43, and the only person who has come down since I started was Bill Hader. And it was
And before that it was Lin-Manuel.
Which
Miranda.
Was, yeah, so yeah. A long time ago. People don't come down. Sometimes, like for BTS, they sent us pizza, but they did not come
did
down.
Did they?
Yeah.
I think somebody just went and bought that and was passing it out to the line.
Mm-mm.
You're sure?
They posted all over Twitter that BTS did that.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
I mean, maybe they didn't, but the point is, they didn't come down.
Yeah. And for, for like after the show at the barricades.
Host and musical guests never
come out.
Do
not come out. I want to reiterate this. Everybody thinks we're lying to them. Listen, we don't even go to barricades anymore because we've done it so much, so we're not trying to deter you, but like. Every time, for some reason, when we tell people, they think we're trying to,
like,
scam them or something. But I promise you, like, I can't even tell you the amount of times I've done barricades and all my friends. The host and the musical guests do not come out. They have their own private exit because they are not provided security.
NBC does not provide the talent security. They have to do their own, so they do not let them come out with the rest of the NBC talent.
Yeah, so if you're going to barricades for the cast, that's cool. That's cool, but don't go for, like, the host or the musical guest and think you're going to see them and then not even, like, care about the cast or whatever.
Yeah, because they're not going to come out.
They're not going to come out. And it takes up space for people who are, like, there to see the cast members. Right. But if you're there to see them, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
We'll do an episode about that in the future. But yeah, just don't expect that. I know all you big, if there's like big Billie Eilish fans, listening. I know it's like disappointing and disheartening, but she doesn't come out and she won't come out. So I know it's a bummer, but they actually go out underground through the garage.
Right.
So
right.
There's a whole like maze under NBC.
Right.
Of private like entrance.
And, yeah. And we've heard this from people who work there that even they don't know where it all goes out to.
Yeah. Yeah. We know one door on how to get downstairs and the door has a padlock on it or like a code lock system on it.
You can't get there.
So, and then what else for the premiere? It's gonna be super fun. I'm very excited.
I'm so excited for the season. Season 45, it's a big number.
Yeah, and I wonder if they're gonna have somebody else like taking, I don't want to say replacing or taking a spot of Leslie Jones because that can't be done, but maybe, filling the cast spot number.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I always like it when new cast members come in.
Yeah,
so
we got
maybe.
Ego last year, right?
And she
was
such an
amazing.
Asset. Before that, we had like Chris and Heidi.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been getting some good additional cast members lately.
Can you think of any other?
No, I think that's about it for the prep. I mean, it should be all like, I mean, fingers crossed.
Should be good weather.
It should be a fun and chill and decent premiere standby
this
line
experience.
This
will be my third or fourth premiere, but I've never done a premiere where it rained, so that means it's probably going to rain on this premiere.
No! Take that negativity somewhere else.
But we will keep you guys updated on the weather, and we have a rain episode, which you can listen to, so.
We do. If it starts to call for rain, just check out our rain episode. That's got a bunch of tips and tricks.
But hopefully it's going to be nice weather.
Yep.
And I think right after this, we're our next episode, we are going to do another mini-sode that is geared specifically for newbies and first-timers, and it's going to be all about line etiquette and how to behave and, you know, not behave, but how to...
What to expect in line,
how to be in line and be part of the standby line.
Be a good line citizen.
Be a good line citizen, how to be a standby liner.
Yes.
An SNL standby liner.
Exactly. So that's going to be up really shortly. I think next week, if you're listening to this one, it should be up in a week. So we'll have that up really shortly. Keep an eye out for that, and we will talk to you soon. If you're listening now, don't forget to rate and subscribe to us on your podcast listening platforms. Remember that you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at StandbyLine, or visit us online at snlstandbyline.com. You've been listening to The Standby Line. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jill, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye!
Bye!